On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 27, Rustenburg 29, Johannesburg 25 grade.
It's a mess out there, folks. Wet weather across Joburg, in particular, hail in parts. We have got reports of localized flooding, including at Galuli's, multiple approaches, and the ramp flooding. Please drive very carefully.
Die Johannesburg se noodbestuursdiens is op hoë gereedheidsgrondslag nadat die Suid-Afrikaanse weerdiens 'n waarskuwing uitgereik het vir ewige donderstorms in meeste dele van die stad. Woordvoerder Robert Maholotsi waarskei dat laagliggende gebiede deur kitsvloede geraak kan word. Hy doen 'n beroep op motoriste om ook versigtig te wees.
While driving, extend the safe following distance and try and avoid crossing flooded roads and low-lying bridges. Our residents in our low-lying areas, especially our informal settlements, to avoid crossing river streams while conducting daily activities.
Talle gebiede in die stad Johannesburg is reeds deur swaar reën geraak. Die St. Johannesburg voer 'n verifikasieproses van informele handelaars uit na aanleiding van 'n bevel deur die Hooggeregshof. Die hof beveel dat die stad die informele handelaars binne 2 weke registreer. Dit kom nadat informele handelaars die stadhof toegeneem het na uitsettingsproses geloods is.
The city is currently removing illegal traders in the inner city as part of an enforcement drive to clean up the inner city and curb unlawful trading. Some of the traders were found to be without passports. Hundreds of illegal traders are standing on the sidewalks of De Villiers and Newer streets as Johannesburg Metro Police officials continue to enforce the law. Acting Mayor Eunice Mqina.
Our plan is to continue with this operation because we want to see Johannesburg being safe. We want to see a Johannesburg that is actually a place for everyone who's able to do their business, but also for people to be safe in Johannesburg.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Central Johannesburg.
En ander groot nuus vandag, die Midlanga kommissie het sy aandag op die Ekurhuleni metropolisie gevestig. Die hoof van die eenheid, Jabulani Mpia, het getuig oor die sogenaamde blou ligte skandaal. Anastasie Magobo berig.
Mapiaye has been on suspension since September last year after separate allegations of sexual assault and intimidation were lodged against him by a female staff member. He told the commission that Metro Police departments are confined to traffic enforcement, municipal bylaws and crime prevention without any powers to investigate or prosecute criminal matters.
You will find officers conducting investigation into a property that is not in their mandate. That is the function of SAPS.
He believes Metro Police should be granted investigative powers to help bridge the gap with SAPS and strengthen local level enforcement. Anastasia Mogobo for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
Nou na die Noord-Kaap en die polisie het 2 mans in hegtenis geneem nadat hulle dagga ter waarde van R7.7 miljoen tydens 'n roetine patrollie gevind het. In die vroeë oggendure het die Namakwa distrikspolisie 'n voertuig gestop en deursoek. Die 2 mans word steeds in aanhang gehou en sal na verwagting binnekort in die hof verskyn. Polisie woordvoerder Ivan Magerman.
The major successes reaffirms and demonstrate the SAPS continued commitment to combating drug trafficking and other related crimes within the Namakwa district. The vigilance and professionalism displayed by members involved prevented the distribution of illegal narcotics from reaching our communities.
En ons sluit af met nog nie sy die buiteland, die dodetal op die Filippynse eilande, wat deur die kragtige tifone Kalmaitje getref is, het nou tot 114 gestyg. 127 mense word steeds vermis. Die storm wat verwoesting gesaai het, is nou op pad na Vietnam. Ek is Chanel September, meer nuus om 3 uur.